Hi. This week the question is, was Bible prophecy fulfilled in 1948 when Israel became a nation? I'm reading from Newsweek magazine, quote, "On May 14, 1948, just ahead of the official end to the British mandate in Palestine at midnight, David Ben-Gurion declared the establishment of a Jewish state to be called Israel," end quote. Many Bible students view this day, May 14, 1948, as a fulfillment of Bible prophecies. Isaiah chapter 66, verses 7 and 8 is one such prophecy which is supposedly predicting the events of 1948. Here's what the prophet Isaiah wrote. In Isaiah 66, verse 7 and 8, the Bible says, "Before she was in labor, she gave birth. Before her pain came, she delivered a male child. Who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such things? Shall the earth be made to give birth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion was in labor, she gave birth to her children." End quote. Now, prophecy experts argue this prophecy predicts the nation of Israel would be reborn on a single day, and they argue that this was fulfilled on May 14, 1948, when, with the single stroke of a pen, the documents were signed and Israel was declared an official sovereign nation. So our question this week on Bible Talk is simply this: does this prophecy in Isaiah 66, verses 7 and 8, actually predict the events of May 14, 1948? The answer is simply no. Allow me to explain why I'm giving this answer. If you will take the time to read Isaiah 66 in its entirety, you will discover there are many indicators that this prophecy was fulfilled many, many years ago during the Old Testament times. Isaiah was a prophet to the nation of Judah, according to Isaiah 1, verse 1. Because of unfaithfulness and sin, God allowed Judah to be conquered and led into Babylonian captivity in 605 B.C. You may read about this in 2 Chronicles chapter 36. According to the prophet Jeremiah, Judah would remain in Babylonian captivity for 70 years. Jeremiah 25, verses 9 through 11. When the prophet Isaiah gave his prophecy in Isaiah 66, verses 7 and 8, he was predicting the ending of the Babylonian captivity and the return of the Jews to their land, which occurred in the year 539 B.C. I'm reading from the book of Ezra, chapter 1, verse 1. The Bible says, "Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, so that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, and also put it in writing, saying, Thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, all the kingdoms of the earth the Lord God of heaven has given me, and he has commanded me to build him a house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Who is among you of all his people? May his God be with him, and let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and build the house of the Lord God of Israel. He is God, which is in Jerusalem. And whoever is left in any place where he dwells, let the men of his place help him with silver and gold, with goods and livestock, besides the free will offerings for the house of God, which is in Jerusalem." End quote. This is when the prophecy of Isaiah 66, verses 7 and 8 was fulfilled. It is pure speculation to say that 1948 was the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy. Notice the following in Isaiah chapter 66. In verses 1 and 6, the temple is mentioned, but there is no temple in the modern nation of Israel that was established in 1948. In verses 3 and 20 of Isaiah 66, animal sacrifices are mentioned, as well as holy vessels, and none of these exist in the modern nation of Israel. In Isaiah 66, verse 21, it mentions priests and Levites, and not one Jew in the modern state of Israel can prove that he is of the tribe of Levi or from the family of the priests, since all of the records were destroyed in AD 70 by the Roman armies. The weaponry of Isaiah 66 verse 19 is the bow and arrow, weapons which were used in 539 BC when Judah was sent back to their homeland by Cyrus, the king of Persia. But these weapons were long outdated by the time 1948 had come. Isaiah 66 verses 7 and 8 was a prophecy of encouragement to the Jewish people who would find themselves in Babylonian captivity. The Lord was promising that he would watch over them in that captivity and bring them out and reestablish them, which he did. This is the purpose of the books of Ezra and Nehemiah, to show that God kept his word and brought his people back to the promised land. Their temple was rebuilt, and sacrifices were reinstituted, awaiting the arrival of the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. Once the Lord came, he and his people would replace the temple. John chapter 2, verse 19, 1 Peter 2, verses 5 and 9. The sacrifice of the Lord on the cross of Calvary ended the animal sacrifices forever. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 1 through 9. The temple and its sacrifices were all symbolic foreshadows, looking forward to the Lord and his church. When the Lord came and established his church, the physical nation of Israel lost all significance. Galatians chapter 3, verses 28 and 29. Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words, willofthelord.com. And there at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.